Chapter 11, Second Treatment. Melissa stood there for what felt like another 10 minutes. Then another veterinary nurse approached her. Melissa's wrists were still sore, but she was in no pain. He checked the tag on her collar and seemed satisfied. The nurse was a tall and strong man. He had a bucket with soapy water and a sponge in it. He placed the bucket near Melissa and used the sponge to apply shampoo, meticulously massaging it into her hair with his hands, then her ears and around her face. When covering her face with lather, he made sure not to block her nose, allowing her to breathe. The worker was not wearing any protective gloves, directly touching her with his bare hands. He lathered the exposed portion of her neck above the collar. After that, he lifted the collar to access and treat the area of skin that had been concealed by it. He applied more shampoo, gently massaging it into her armpits and along her arms. Grooming was important to Melissa, and she shaved her armpits regularly. But with the recent chaos in her life, she had not found the time. The last time had been over a week ago, and now she had some stubbly regrowth. Though the worker was tender with his touch, the feeling in her armpits prompted Melissa to instinctively try to lower her arms to protect them. However, the handcuffs prevented this, pressing the already sore area of her hands harder against the metal restraints. He then moved down, carefully kneading her breasts with his sudsy hands, delicately twisting her nipples to work the soap in, and then attending to the undersides of her breasts. Melissa again pulled at her restraints in a reflex, in which she would have slapped his groping hands away. Melissa had long anticipated this moment of cleanliness, imagining she would be in a shower, cleaning herself. Instead, a clothed stranger was doing the job. She appreciated the relief from the dried sweat. The sensation of her breasts being kneaded felt like a massage. In a different context with her boyfriend, she would have enjoyed it. However, here, restrained and exposed, with a stranger who was now stimulating her, she felt conflicted. Her body reacted with involuntary shivers of arousal, especially when her nipples were gently manipulated. Suppressing any sign of pleasure, she tried to appear indifferent. Shampoo from her hair flowed down, irritating her eyes. Melissa shut them, rubbing her face against her restrained arms to clear away the soapy water, then reopened them. The man proceeded downwards, lathering her abdomen before attending to her pubic hair with soap. Melissa squirmed, attempting to shield herself from his groping hands by squeezing her legs together and hunching forward, as much as her bound wrists permitted. The man then held her left nipple between his thumb and pointer finger, pinching it just enough to make his point without applying harsh pressure. He instructed her, "Relax, Miss Maurer, spread your legs." Frightened by the threat of his pinch, Melissa tensed. The pinch, though not cruel, was a reminder that she was vulnerable, that she could afford to resist. Her legs, trembling with the dual urge to clamp shut and yield, spread apart under his directive in a reluctant concession to his will. He carefully inserted his fingers between her labia, both outer and inner, cleaning her private parts thoroughly, reaching up to her clitoris. He then took each labial fold between his fingers, gently pulling them apart to wash the surface, which sent waves of arousal through Melissa. He then used his sudsy fingers to circle and cleanse the area between her inner labia with gentle pressure. At last, he gently glided his soap-lathered fingers across her clitoris, manipulating the clitoral hood to reveal the sensitive area beneath, and circled his fingers to cleanse it thoroughly. Melissa felt violated by this cleaning of her most private area. Yet, given the degrading experiences she'd faced since being enslaved just a day ago, it didn't shock her as much as it might have. The worker was gentle, and despite her desire to remain detached, the stimulation caused her to breathe heavily. She still could not prevent moaning multiple times. The man, hearing her, commented, "Good, Miss Maurer, relax." Melissa's world narrowed to the point of contact between her skin and his fingers, each touch a violation wrapped in the guise of care. As she felt his fingers intrude, a cold dread mixed with an unwelcome warmth spread through her. She was a captive to his touch, her own flesh responding, in ways her mind recoiled against. Arousal, like an uninvited guest, crept in on the heels of his meticulous care, leaving Melissa feeling both alien and betrayed by her own body. The man, standing next to her, tapped her inner thighs to indicate she should spread her legs wider, and she complied. He then started massaging soap into her perineum in circular motions. Melissa was overwhelmed with the instinct to close her legs, but the man had once again preemptively pinched her nipple between his fingers, a quiet warning that resistance would be met with instant pain. She resisted her impulse and kept her legs parted, allowing the man to proceed with his task. Her mind screamed for an escape, for the dignity she knew she deserved. Her chest heaved with shallow breaths from her internal chaos. From behind her, he parted her buttocks and used soap on her anus. He tried to insert the tip of this soapy finger into her anus. This was too much for Melissa. The shame overwhelmed her, and in a desperate attempt, she tried to evade the finger intruding into her. But her suspension from the hook overhead left her with limited mobility. She twisted her body into an arch, managing to move her buttocks away from his probing finger and turned to her side. However, the worker brought the bucket closer to Melissa. Then he reached around to her vagina and grabbed her labia with his fist. Melissa inhaled sharply in both shock and pain as the skin of her labia was pulled taut in his clenching grip. Her inner labia naturally extended beyond the outer ones, so when he grabbed them, a significant amount of the delicate inner tissue was caught in his fist. The sensitivity there made the pulling excruciating. Did this man not understand how tender that area was? Melissa was taking short, shallow breaths, overwhelmed by the stress of her predicament. Movement now brought her intense pain, so Melissa stopped struggling. The worker adjusted his hold, bringing her back to her initial position, and Melissa adjusted herself to keep her vagina aligned with his fist to prevent any further stretching. Her breath was ragged, each inhalation a conscious effort to keep from sobbing, from screaming out the indignity of it all. With her labia firmly in his control, he went into a half-kneeling position on her side. With his other hand, he once again introduced his fingertip into her anus. Melissa exhaled sharply with indignation, but she stayed still and kept her legs spread. She did not want to give the worker an excuse to tighten his grip. Melissa did not dare imagine how painful that would be. Melissa gazed upwards at the ceiling, attempting to dissociate from the fact that this was occurring in a room full of people. She hid her face by pressing it against her right arm and pushed the fingernail of her thumb into her index finger, hoping the pain would distract her from the humiliation she felt from the intimate cleaning. A colleague passed by in front of Melissa and asked the nurse tending to her something. Melissa couldn't understand what they were talking about because they were speaking Grabesian. The colleague seemed to be asking him something work-related, and they had an exchange. During their talk, he paused his activity on Melissa, yet he kept his finger inserted in her anus and maintained his grip on her labia. After the matter was settled, the worker resumed his task with Melissa. As if he had forgotten where he had been interrupted, he repeated the process by applying additional soap to her anal cleft, moving in circles around her sphincter before inserting his fingertip into her once more and twisting it around. Finally, the nurse was done with that area. Melissa exhaled a sigh of relief. He continued by washing her legs, and she lifted each of her feet, in turn, so he could clean the soles of her feet. She felt the weight of the ankle chain when she lifted her feet, but it never went taut. The worker rinsed her off with a hose, starting with her hair and her arms, working herself downward and diligently attending to her private parts until Melissa stood there fully cleaned, dripping with water. The worker put his working gear back, made some notes, and then walked away, leaving Melissa tethered to air dry.